Any challenge of established scientific dogma is labeled pseudoscience. Isn't that a bit arrogant? I mean, isn't pseudoscience only pseudoscience until it's actual science? Kepler and Copernicus were ridiculed by their peers. Louis Pasteur's research was rejected by the medical establishment. Gregor Mendel, Nikola Tesla, initially they were rejected. Imagine the hate they'd get if Twitter existed? But that's a long time ago. Surely we've matured since then. Ha! Think about this. In 1903, when the Wright brothers and others were building airplanes, the New York Times said manned flight would not be possible for 1 to 10 million years.
Oops.
And in 1985, the New York Times said no matter how inexpensive or powerful a laptop computer would become, nobody would want one.
No, boy.
And when Apple announced the iPhone, the Times said they'd probably never build it, and even if they did, nobody would buy it.
Nobody.
And speaking of Twitter, here's what the New York Times said when it launched.
Using Twitter for literate communication is about as likely as firing up a CB radio and hearing some guy recite the Iliad. Whether the service could be made into a sustainable business, quite unknown. I'm skeptical. Blah, 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 blah.
Haven't I always told you don't trust the media?
You have. If you suggest that levitating heavy objects with sound or creating free energy is even possible, you're viciously attacked. Not just by Facebook and Twitter, but by the New York freaking Times. Aren't new ideas worth exploring? Did Steve Jobs care what people thought about him? Does Elon Musk care? No, they just went out and changed the world. So my message today is not to the corporate media or social media. They make money by getting all of us to attack each other. That's their business model. It's shameful, and that's why nobody trusts them. Who cares? George Bernard Shaw said, "All great truths begin as blasphemies." This message is to those blasphemers, to the recluse out there building castles with sound and magnets and his own hands, to the nerd in the garage tinkering with electronics because he knows in his heart there is a better way. This message is to the next Kepler, Jobs, Elon Musk, to the misfits and dreamers and visionaries. My message is to you. They are going to attack you. They are going to hate you. Ignore them. Keep dreaming. Keep building. Keep blaspheming. Because I can tell you with 100% certainty, the world needs you much more than it needs the New York Times.